is Dakota Livesay chronicling another true story taken from the 1800s, a time known to all as the Old West. Town law officers normally served at the pleasure of the town council, so it was necessary for them not only to keep the peace, they also had to play politics. Today's story is an episode in the early career of a famous lawman who, throughout his life, had a hard time playing the political game.
So where do you buy your insurance? Is it from someone who knows your kids' names? What about sponsoring your kids' activities? If you've got home, auto, or crop coverage with Farmers Union Insurance, I'll bet they do. Farmers Union Insurance is proud to sponsor the Montana High School Association. High school sports are an anchor to our rural communities, and you can bet your Farmers Union Insurance agents are right there in the stands with you. Farmers Union Insurance, member of Summit States Agency Group and your community.
Seems like the weather is always top of mind. First thing we ask about when we get together, and often our last prayer at night. But do you ever get beyond the weather with your neighbor? Ask how they're really doing? We can't control the weather, but we can help each other weather the storm. Mental wellness isn't something we're used to talking about, but it's more important than any forecast. If you know someone that needs a hand dealing with farm stress, head over to beyondtheweather.com. That's beyondtheweather.com.
For most Old West enthusiasts, Wyatt Earp would be near, if not at the top of their list of Old West lawmen. He was a strong, opinionated man who respected the law as long as it agreed with his own set of standards. For instance, in 1873, Wyatt went to Wichita, Kansas to be with his older brother, James. At the time, Wichita was a wild and woolly town at the end of the cattle drive trail that came up from Texas along the Chisholm Trail. Wyatt was hired by a private security company to help keep order in the local saloons. Wyatt did so well that Wichita Town Marshal Michael Mager hired him as a city policeman. As a lawman, Wyatt was not one to be trifled with. He used his pistol often in making arrests. He didn't shoot or even point his gun at the bad guys. He used it as a club to beat them up. Wyatt, a good boxer, was also known to take on the bad guys in a rough-and-tumble fight. But when it came to the political side of his job, Wyatt just didn't have the subtleties required. In April of 1876, Wyatt's mentor, Marshal Mager, was up for re-election. He was being challenged by a William Smith. Smith made some nasty remarks about the marshal, and Wyatt responded by whipping Smith. The marshal was re-elected to his post, but try as he could, because of his beating up Smith, he couldn't save Wyatt's job. And on April 19, 1876, the Wichita Council voted not to rehire Wyatt as a policeman.
You've just heard another story from Old West Radio. I'm Dakota Livesay.